Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. How many different degrees of darkness can I put into my voice for this hour?
It's 18th of the month. May 18th. Yes.
It's when did May that 18th. Happen?
I know it exactly. Good day to everyone. If you're just joining us, Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen are here to welcome you into a conversation about just about everything. Is that too redundant? We're going to surf and turf. Here. We will land on freedom, justice, integration, you name it. We are large, looming large on the horizon. Speaking of our program and maybe every other good radio program and some that aren't so good, on the radio it's AM for every vehicle. Yeah. Yay. Rah-rah, shish-kumba. There was a bipartisan coalition in the Congress that has introduced this bill yesterday, the AM for Every Vehicle Act. This legislation will require the feds to mandate, I like those words, require and mandate AM radio in all new vehicles that are built in the United States. Now, there's no charge for this. One of the companies had suggested, okay, yeah, we'll put AM radio in, but it's going to cost you. And this legislation fixes that. It directs the National Highway Transportation Safety Agency to issue a rule which requires AM radio inclusion without any extra fees, period, end of story.
Yes, it's not like it's Sirius XM. Like, it shouldn't just be an option you pick and pay for. It's it's AM radio. Put it in the dang car.
Yep, exactly. So that'll be something that I'm guessing. Who's going to vote against that? I want to see, unless some of the idiots, like the senator from Massachusetts, maybe they'll see. We'll all see. How this all works, but we'll hold. I think it's an important issue, frankly, and you know, self-serving, certainly, because it affects me and my livelihood and Jay's livelihood and your ability to know what's going on in the world. It's arrogant on the part of the Ford Motor Company and the drivel that they've come out with about, and so is Tesla as far as that's concerned, which sort of surprises me because I would have thought that His Honor might have been, Musk might have been a little smarter when it came to this, because he sort of thinks the way that a lot of people think maybe that's not true. He doesn't think the way a lot of people think, and that's why he is where he is. But anyway, let's see. Okay, we'll find out. We will watch and figure out as we go along. What you ought to do, if you are really interested in this, is contact the office of your congressman and your senator and tell them you support the AM for Every Vehicle Act, period, end of story. Speaking of people who are in charge, kind of, Joe Biden, taking a trip, said before he left on his foreign adventure that he's, quote, confident the U.S. will be able to avert any kind of default. He says he's optimistic that any problems can be avoided, and so the debt ceiling negotiations will be something that everybody can agree on. Yeah, okay, well, America isn't going to default. They won't let it happen. And as far as that's concerned, just kind of what's on a piece of paper anyway. There isn't an alternative. Everybody's got to get together, and they shouldn't be so doggone stubborn about this. This is my point of view, and I'm not changing it. Nah. Anyway, he's over in Japan. The G7 leaders, remember, it used to be the G8, and then they tossed the Russians out. he's going to go to New Guinea, going to go to Australia while he's over there. He's going to be in Hiroshima, and so then he comes back to Make sure there's a deal on the debt. That's the headline. Deal
right.
On debt. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I'll be in constant contact with my team while I am abroad. The final negotiations, I'm the decider. He isn't really the decider when it comes to this. So, anyway, he'll be back on Sunday. Whew, boy, that'll be good. I hope he's not gone too long, because what will happen while he's gone?
Who will right? do what?
He says, my deal to raise the debt ceiling is non-negotiable. Except now he has to negotiate. Dun-dun-dun-dun. He says, not about whether or not we are going to do this. We're going to pay our debts. All the leaders have agreed we will not default. Every leader has said that. I guess Mr. McCarthy, the House Speaker, held a news conference with other Republicans just after the President made his remarks. Oh, surprise, surprise! He had a different take on the negotiations. He said, quote, the President and Chuck Schumer have finally backed off their idea that they won't negotiate. They backed off this insane, unrational, which is not a word. I'm quoting him. The word, Speaker, is
Stop.
Irrational.
He actually said that?
Yeah. Okay. Good for him. We're on track. We'll be able to pay our bills as of June 1st. Anyway, so there's progress. It's a silly drama. It's all about egos. It isn't even about point of view. It's about egos, right? Their top staffers are instructed to negotiate a deal. We're all tough guys here. Anyway, so they were at it all day yesterday, apparently. One of the sticking points, working requirements for social programs. Yes, good. The Republicans are right. Why would you not want to, when you're giving people money, why would you not want to require that they work for their money? I'm working for my money. Jay, you're working for your money, right?
Yes, yes. If you're capable and not on disability
Ridiculous.
Or something like that, yes.
Yeah, ridiculous. Ridiculous, ridiculous. And when they were asked to comment on Biden, said, well, we don't want to make everybody work. They just broke into laughter. So the work requirements, this is what the American people ought to be. Why would you be against it? What person with any kind of common sense would be against a work requirement if you are going to get some kind of social help, if you will? This is something should have been done a long time ago. Should have been done when this first issue, this came up.
I think a lot of times that's the problem. People aren't paying attention enough. People just go with what other people are saying, the opinions of others, and then they're like, well, yeah, that sounds about right. I'm going to roll with it, rather than doing their own research, seeing what everything is actually about. Because, yeah, there are some items where it's like, why does this not make sense to do? It makes complete sense. Why is this not a unanimous decision? Because that sounds so wrong, even though it starts with a U, but the sound starts with a Y. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it should
do.
Be unanimous.
Yep. Common sense. Hello. Let's have some common sense, shall we? Oh, what an idea. In Mexico, a woman killed a man. She defended herself when he attacked her and raped her. This was a year or so ago. She was sentenced to 6 years in prison. What do you think of that?
That is awful.
It is.
Talk about
ridiculous.
Victim blaming.
Well,
so she defends herself. What did she defend herself during any of these acts, or was it a meditative situation after the fact?
You know, it's not clear to me which came first, the chicken or the egg. The defense called this, they called the sentencing discriminatory. Lady's name is Roxana Ruiz. A lot of feminist groups are angry. A lot of legal experts are angry because the depth of gender-based violence in Mexico is really extreme. We think it's bad here. It's horrible there. So this does not bring and has not brought look at a picture of this young woman, basically. She was on the stand, he said to her, he raped you, right? But you're not supposed to have the right to do anything? I think most of the time when you see news coverage of things like this, they don't identify the woman. But they did in this case because this is so outrageous. 23 years old, guilty of homicide with the excessive use of defense mechanisms. That's kind of the way she hit the man in the head to defend herself. So
it sounds like it was not something that was premeditated after the fact. It was happening in the moment, and if she didn't defend herself, she would be dead.
Dead. So she's got to also pay $16,000 in reparations to the family of the man who raped her. I think this should be, at this moment, exactly starting now, Americans boycott Mexico. Just stop going there. In retaliation, if that's the word you want to use, this apparently she was having a beer with a friend. She's a single mother. She met a man that she'd seen around the neighborhood. He offered to walk her home, and then he asked to spend the night with her, and she agreed to let him sleep on a mattress on the floor. But while she went to bed, he climbed into the bed, tore off her clothing, and raped her. And so she fought back. They hit him in the nose. He said, "I'm going to kill you." And then she struggled to get away from him and killed him in self-defense. So, what could be wrong under the circumstances with doing that? And let's boycott Mexico. Boycott things made in Mexico, right? We're all big here about boycotting, so let's boycott Mexico. I think I'm for that. It's 18 after here on the Good Day program.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
We're recording this progressive commercial on a real boat to let people know that when you bundle your home, boat, and other vehicles...
What was that boat?
Progressive saves you money, Jamie.
Why are we doing this on a boat?
We were going for authenticity.
We're going to the city?
Authenticity.
You mean Atlantic City? But we're not in the Atlantic. Are we?
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program for Thursday already. It's the 18th of May. Jay Kirshner and I are fans of Jeopardy, and so they're having their Jeopardy Masters tournament on right now. I can see here locally on TV they play the daytime on one of the high end. It doesn't make any difference anymore where they're located on the
what
dial.
What used to be considered cable versus network?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, right. Anyway, there's a contestant that found out he was having a baby while he was on the tournament. So we'll find out how host Ken Jennings handled that right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Dun 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 dun. This is one of the most famous themes ever, certainly, and most people know about Jeopardy. Most people watch it here and there. It's one of those things. I used to do a game show on the radio, and I was on a station in Boston back in the 80s, and this is one of the games that we played. It was when it was sort of first popular. It was fun to have people go. We had people on the radio doing what they do on TV.
That is, well, I think any trivia game is always fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. All right, so anyway, Ken Jennings was talking to Andrew, one of the contestants, and revealed that he had become a father. Quote, "There's been a big change in your life since we last saw you, right, Andrew?" Oh, yeah, now I have a newborn son, he says. Guy's a software developer. He said, thanks to just about everybody in the world, I guess. Everybody knows, thanks to the Jeopardy crew, I had a double blessing of going from being here on the stage to within 24 hours of going with my partner and welcoming our son. Isn't it interesting now how many people are together and they aren't married? They refer to each other as partners.
Well, this is his wife. His wife's name is Sarah, but he refers to her as his partner. Yes, But that's just so great because he's there for the tournament. He does his thing, and basically the crew helped get him out of there as fast as possible, as quickly as possible, so that he could go and be there for the birth of his son. And that is just absolutely awesome.
It is. It's kind of cool when you think about how often this this is why do I have such a hard time with Mayim Bialik? I guess that is the way to do it, right?
Mayim Bialik, yeah.
Mayim Bialik. Kind of not emphasis on the Y. It's Mayim.
Mayim.
Yeah. Anyway, she would normally be doing this, but because she is off the set of all the things that she's working on because of the Writers Guild strike, so this is they don't really have they do have writers, but it's not the same kind of writing as. But I guess they all belong to the Writers Guild, though.
Well, and she does do other works that
shows.
Very involved. And the crew, all the higher-ups of Jeopardy are supportive of this. They're like, yep, you do your thing. We only have a few more episodes to record.
So there you go. It's 28 after. Congratulations all around here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, sometimes just one is not enough. And it doesn't only refer to potato chips. It can refer to dogs and cats as well. Many of my listeners have more than one pet or have one pet and are thinking of adding a second pet into the household. Some people are real lucky. My mom was able to go out, pick up a stray, bring them in the house, and somehow they all got along with each other. But there are things you need to know. A little first pet psychology. Anytime a new animal is coming into a house where one animal already exists, there's going to be some challenges. There's going to be territorial challenges. There's going to be challenges over affection. There's going to be challenges over food. It's up to you as a good pet guardian to avoid these. And one of the best ways to avoid it is to introduce the two dogs away from the house, perhaps on neutral territory, so they get to know each other without all the territorial craziness. Also, start feeding each dog out of two dishes so there's no possessiveness over food. Given time, a little space, and a lot of work on neutral territory, one day you'll come home and find them sleeping whisker to whisker. I'm Warren.
Hear that a lot at chickendinnercasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing chickendinnercasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chickendinnercasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.com/USA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is expressing confidence that a deal to raise the debt ceiling can be reached.
It would be catastrophic for the American economy and the American people if we didn't pay our bills.
The president is cutting short his overseas trip to the G7 summit, which he left for this morning. The man accused of stabbing four University of Idaho students to death in their off-campus housing has been formally charged. A grand jury indicted 28-year-old Brian Koberger on charges of first-degree murder. Koberger, who says he's innocent, remains in jail. We could be in for some power problems this summer, according to the North American Electric Reliability Corporation. They released a report that says the vast majority of the U.S. power grid may face elevated power outage risks this summer during bad weather. The report went on to say there's an increased risk due to the greater reliance on renewable energy resources. John Schaefer, USA News.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Huh. Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
4 after the hour now on the Good Day program, May 18th.
Less conversation.
Yeah. Go get him, Elvi.
All this aggravation is satisfaction in me. A little more fight, a little less fight.
Actually, we'd be out of business if we had a little less conversation. We'd have a little more conversation.
A little more Elvis.
That's right. Good Day show at, I told you it was 34. After someone's 35 passed. All right, so we are not, this program focuses on people in part who don't give up. The art of not giving up. I feel like I want to put that to music. Don't give up. No, no, oh, don't you do it now. Don't give up. I was reading I do have some interest in some podcasts, but I was reading an overview of a podcast hosted by a couple of fellas. It was about some business stuff. A podcast about everything. You know that there are hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of podcasts. People all think, I'm going to do a podcast and get rich. There are a handful of people who do the podcast, but there are a lot of interesting ones around.
Yeah.
And this one is about not giving up in the face of lots of toils and tribulations and things that are happening now because money is hard. Small business. We were talking about this yesterday, how this artificial recession has been created by the government. You can thank. And this is why, you know, the people have become psychologically so dependent on the government. Well, can the government, well, the government let me do this instead of you thinking yourself and trying to get things done on your own, right? The government. We've got to find out if it's okay with the government. Well, think for yourself.
Ask permission.
Yeah, right, exactly. Hello. So anyway, we were talking about this woman in Mexico who is going to jail because she killed somebody who had raped her. And you think about the ramifications of that. She hasn't, well, I mean, down there it's different. The law is different. Obviously, it's very prejudicial against women. Mexico is a very sexist, and I find this in Hispanic countries and with Hispanic families, frankly, very paternally oriented, and that's not the way we think necessarily here, although there are plenty of people here in this country who think that way as well. Treat women differently than men.
There it really is, and it's so sad, and it's disgusting.
It's more than sad. Yeah, it is disgusting. Now, how do we treat Elizabeth Holmes? Remember her? Elizabeth Holmes, the founder of Theranos, that new company that was supposed to have this dramatic change in how you do your blood work, and it didn't work. So she bilked a lot of people out of a lot of money, and she was found guilty and sentenced to 11 years in prison. She was in court yesterday and failed to convince the court to let her stay out of prison. I'm looking at the article this morning in the Wall Street Journal. She went to the Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, and apparently the appeal did not raise any legal issues that could impact the outcome of the case. And so it doesn't, basically, the bottom line is that she was supposed to report to prison a couple of weeks ago. Lawyers argued that she wasn't a flight risk. The appeals court delayed her reporting date while it considered her request, and then it decided that she has to start serving her sentence. So I think she'd done this once before, and she was denied the same request. And so now she's at it again. They're trying to find ways of keeping her out of jail. She's going to be in a federal prison in Bryan, Texas. It's actually a prison camp. It's kind of like, you know, some of these, what they call them, golf course, not golf course, golf. It's not really a prison.
It's confinement, but it's not.
Yeah, right. You can't get out, but
like the typical quote unquote hard time.
Exactly.
One is thinking of, well, as I said, she has a 1 year old at home, a 3 month old.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to say victimless crime. There are victims, but it is a non-heinous crime. She defrauded investors. Definitely like a scam, and she should have to, you know, pay for that and some punishment. But
well, she has. She's going to pay. She has to pay $452 million in restitution.
Right.
So it's not like she doesn't have.
It's just the prison, but I don't. It's like what you're always saying, Doug. Some criminals, when it's a nonviolent crime, isn't there some alternative?
Never. Yeah. Don't send her to jail. Let her work. Under the circumstances, she's very smart. So let her go to work for Walgreens or somebody and you know, show them how to run. She could run the company, for heaven's sakes. But see, there is, I don't agree with this. The system is not right. It's not just. So in 2 weeks, she has to report to this prison camp. It is what it is. She hasn't given up. She keeps going. Here's somebody else that hasn't given up, Carrie Lake. She is another one of these characters. There's a 3-day trial that has begun over the only remaining legal claim in Carrie Lake's challenge to her defeat. So there were two women running for the governor's race in Arizona. Katie Hobbs won, and Carrie Lake lost. But in true Trumpish fashion. I got cheated. It was stolen from me. There's corruption. So
well, she made those claims before she even lost. She said if she loses, she's going to pursue that the race was stolen.
17,000 votes between her and the other person. It's not exactly it was close. There are only a couple of million voters in Arizona. So this is, it is what it is. You know, this is people, enough people hear this and they believe it and the claim, the challenges. And there are people who are bringing out stories about ballots with not only her, but others who have lost. And is the voting system perfect? No. I've been critical of the voting system with every election that I can think of since I was able to first vote. It's a ridiculous disaster. But is it corrupt enough? Or is it messy enough? Or is it wrong enough to have influenced the decision? Many Republicans agree that Trump did not lose the election. A lot of people that support him do. You know what? At this point, and this is how the magic, if you will, of Trump works, I wonder myself sometimes what really, because I know that these systems, the people that run these, especially in states like Florida, where it's just, I don't overuse the word ridiculous, but it is. It's more than ridiculous. It's a crime, what goes on.
Well, so, yeah.
Is it possible that these things are that messed up that this woman, Lake, could have won? I mean, she's running for everything in sight, and she's now well-known. And the people who like Trump like her, and that seems to be the only appeal. Is she qualified to be the governor? I don't know. She was a news anchor before. Well, who's qualified to be governor? How do you decide who's qualified? Anybody can run for office.
An actor was qualified enough to become
governor of California. Yep. Right,
but exactly. Also, there's a trend. Now, are we going to see this anytime somebody loses any election that they are going to pursue?
Yes.
They're going to challenge their loss.
Yep.
But also, it's one of those, where there's smoke, there could be fire. So they need to shore up the election system enough that there can be no question, zero
confidence.
Questions about whether or not there's corruption, but also look at the presidential election. The popular vote doesn't put the president in office. The Electoral College does.
Yeah, so that's where the corruption is, frankly. It should be the popular vote, period. And that's the end of that. Okay, so anyway, the history of Jeff... We're going from the ridiculous to the sublime here. Jeffrey Epstein... had access to bank accounts for some of the clients who visited his island. For example, Noam Chomsky was a frequenter of his island, and he gave Epstein access to his bank account, from which Epstein took $250,000. He was getting advice, quote-unquote, from Jeffrey Epstein, financial advice. Of course he was, right? He goes into the island. Let's see, I'm going down to the island to talk to Jeffrey Epstein and get some financial advice from him. Right. Okay. Hey, this guy is known most... Do you know who Noam Chomsky is? I'm not going to even bother to ask James. Do you know who he is?
I recognize the name, but refresh my memory.
He actually was a very active... a stirrer of the pot, political activism. He was an academic, a couple of different institutions, well known for his. He's kind of like I was trying to think of somebody who's a Dershowitz. He's kind of like Alan Dershowitz. You know, everywhere, all over TV, writes books and stuff like that. So anyway, he sought Epstein's help with managing his finances, and I guess there's a lot of now digging into Epstein and what they're still looking at what went on his life and his times, and whether or not Chomsky was involved in soliciting and procuring minors for prostitution. That's kind of what Epstein was all about, and so this is still following this sort of thing. There was a dinner meeting between Woody Allen, this is a crew, Noam Chomsky, and Mr. Epstein. So Woody Allen, was he ever implicated in this stuff? I think he was, wasn't he, before? Chomsky, I mean, with the Epstein stuff? I think
possibly,
was.
But there was that whole thing where he, questionable, did he groom when he married his adopted daughter?
Right. Yeah.
That whole situation.
Where do these people come from? Seriously. What planet have they rolled in on? Really? Where do these people come from?
Well, to an extent, a lot of people, it was either they were permitted to do it or enough people just looked the other way. It wasn't until relatively recently that people were like, okay, this seriously is not okay. Can we all get on board that this is not okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I want to get my head out of this. Can we talk about Balance 7 for a moment or two?
Yes.
Let's do that. Balance 7 works. I do every day. I start the day. I've had my little one-ounce cup of it to neutralize what's going on in my stomach. You ought to take this into account, especially if you have a lot of reaction. I have a gluten thing, and this helps me a lot with that because it straightens out what's going on in my stomach. Your gut is where everything starts, your immune system, right? You got to have a strong immune system, and if you drink a lot of coffee and you drink a lot of alcohol and eat a lot of crap, then you're not doing your stomach and your system any good, and it'll create all kinds of acidic problems. So here we go. If you really are having a problem, you go to the hospital. They don't really have the stuff that'll unlock your immune system. Balance 7 is the simplest, straightforward answer. Get it by calling 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Doug, when you order.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
You are 71 stacked up. What's your 20? Over.
Olivia needs more drivers for her trucking company to go the extra mile.
Three more stops to make.
She wants to hitch a team to drive business forward.
Lots of double nickels on the 169. You know what I'm over? This driver shortage.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though?
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chasse.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft, Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, 53 past the hour on the Thursday Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Food, Farm, and Family time. Remember, all of the things that we talk about here and other things affecting the food supply, all part of the American Family Farmer Show that I do every week on a lot of these same stations. These excerpts and all those shows are at foodfarmfamily.com. So you can go there or stay here with us to celebrate National Cheese Soufflé Day. A souffle. What is it? It's just like, it's puffy, right? It's not much. It's an egg yolk.
And it
right?
seems so difficult to make.
Yeah, is it?
If it goes just a little bit too, isn't it? If it's not the perfect amount of the ingredients and cooked at the right temperature for the right length of time, the whole souffle just falls
mm-hmm.
in on itself.
It's a French word that means poof. We poof it up. Marie... I don't know how you pronounce this lady's name. She perfected the recipe in the mid-1800s. She was cooking for rich folks in Paris. There were new ovens at the time that were heated by air drafts instead of coal. And this change was the way they could do the souffles. That's how they did it. But as you've said, there's a lot of tricky stuff that goes on. And I don't know, is there anything to it? Do they actually have taste? Is it just something that you look at? I don't remember having a souffle per se, whether
it's
chocolate souffle.
You know it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it does seem interesting where a chocolate souffle would be more dessert-ish, and then mm-hmm. a cheese souffle seems like it would be the main course.
Substantive, it could be.
Yeah,
yeah maybe. Yep.
And isn't a souffle the one where if you go to a restaurant and it is on the menu, you are getting it for dessert, you have to order it at the very
ahead of time
because it takes so long to do.
Is it expensive too? I don't remember ever ordering a souffle per se.
I feel like possibly it might be one of the more expensive options on a dessert menu, just because of what it takes. But I could be wrong. But then again, she was making it for all the fancy rich people.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Fancy rich people get souffles. The rest of us get eggs. Bingo.
We get crackers.
Crackers. Crackers and eggs.
Crackers.
Here's
and
the recall alert of the day. 40,000 pounds of barbecued pork sold at Walmart and Aldi. Tells you something again about where all of this stuff. You think you're buying something special at Aldi? Nah, it's the same crap you buy in Walmart. Boneless pork products at this point being recalled because they didn't go through the necessary inspection by the Department of Ag Food Safety people.
Mm-hmm.
The products were imported from Canada, processed into microwavable barbecue pork dishes, sold all around the country. The Park Street Deli Sweet Chipotle Boneless Pork Ribs and Hawaiian style and ready to eat barbecue pork.
How
anybody
does that even
who's
happen?
Bought any because they're sloppy.
It does not go through the necessary inspections and hits the markets. How does that happen?
Because I'm willing to bet on this one. I'll give these Walmart and Aldi the benefit of the doubt and leave the, if you want to find guilt, leave that at the doorstep of the Department of Ag. Because their inspectors, anytime I've ever had anything to do with a food safety inspector from the Department of Ag, they've been worthless, lazy, they don't really do their job, they sit there and read the newspaper, it just, it's a joke. So, at any rate, this looks like they're covering their butts at Walmart and Aldi, and maybe that's a smart thing to do. But maybe you take care of this by going, if you have something like this, bring it back to the store, get your money back, and say, I want $25 for my time, please. How are they going to argue that? I want to find somebody who's gone back to a store with a recall, whatever it is, and they give you your money back, and then you say, well, I want my time. This is taking an hour of my time. Pay me.
Cover my gas.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right, so Iowa has become the latest state to legalize the sale of raw milk. Good for them. This raw milk comes from, it isn't pasteurized. It comes right from the cow. And there are most, look around the Midwest, most states allow the sale. And, of course, those people who went to the progressive health school say, oh, no, don't do that. You'll die, which is the biggest load of crap. This, when I was selling raw milk on my farm, we used to sell 100 gallons a day. By the way, it was $12 a gallon, and I could have sold 200 gallons. I could have sold as much as if I had 100 cows. Then I would have had twice as much to sell. But don't let anybody kid you into thinking that all raw milk, it can be dangerous if it's not done properly and using clean utensils, clean utility to keep the cows clean. But I've grown up on raw milk, and you see what it did for me. So, hooray for raw milk. Hooray for Iowa. All right, 59 past. This is Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.